You're tuned in to another Shands HealthCast, brought to you by Shands Healthcare, winner of the 2008 Governor Sterling Award, Florida's highest honor for performance excellence. I'm your host, Garrett Hall, and recently I spoke with three members of the University of Florida aortic surgery team about the treatment of thoracic and abdominal aortic aneurysms. If after listening to this HealthCast, you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment at Shands, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. UF surgeons are leaders in the treatment of aortic aneurysms. In 2008, the UF aortic surgery team reached a significant patient care milestone in that they treated the 1,000th aortic aneurysm with a minimally invasive procedure known as endovascular stent graft. Dr. Philip Hess, a UF surgeon in the Division of Thoracic and Cardiovascular Surgery, says an aortic aneurysm is the bulging in the body's largest artery, the aorta, which runs from the heart to the lower abdomen.
An aortic aneurysm is a blood vessel, when measured in diameter, that's about 2 to 2.5 times its normal size, and they can come in different shapes. People describe them as ballooning. So, for example, an adult male whose ascending aorta should be approximately 2 to 2.5 centimeters would be considered to have an aneurysm when his ascending aorta was 5 to 5.5 centimeters. The same would apply to a female, maybe smaller in stature. If her ascending aorta was somewhere around 18 millimeters to 2 centimeters, she would have an aneurysm at about 5 centimeters.
Known as a silent killer, patients with aortic aneurysms do not always have symptoms. Dr. Hess says the patients they see in clinic vary on whether or not they have risk factors or symptoms.
Patients who are considered to be at risk for the development of aortic aneurysms usually have other associated cardiovascular disease processes. This can include peripheral vascular disease, diseases related to the lungs like COPD, as well as cardiac disease.
Other risk factors include family history and connective tissue disorders such as Marfan syndrome. People of all ages can be affected. However, the majority of patients are over 60. If symptoms are present, they often include back and/or chest pain.
Not uncommonly, people describe both of these conditions simultaneously, and the pain can be severe. It's not uncommon for people to have been treated by their primary care doctors for intermittent back pain, meaning that they've been put on oral pain medication to help control some of these symptoms.
Aortic aneurysms can be treated multiple ways, including traditional open procedures and through minimally invasive techniques known as endovascular therapy. Dr. Thomas Martin, an associate professor in the Division of Thoracic and Cardiovascular Surgery, tells us the type of procedure performed usually depends on the location of the aneurysm in the aorta.
Almost all aneurysms of the ascending aorta and the aortic arch are treated with standard open procedures. Aneurysms of the descending thoracic aorta can be treated by open replacement or endovascular treatment. And abdominal aortic aneurysms can be treated by also a combination of open and or endovascular procedures.
Minimally invasive techniques have greatly advanced in recent years. UF surgeons are at the forefront of using the latest technology and working to further improve procedures and techniques. UF vascular surgeon Dr. Anthony Lee says a stent graft, which is a medical device used in the minimally invasive treatment of aortic aneurysms, is a tubular device constructed of fabric or plastic material that is joined to a wire mesh.
The way it typically works is by inserting the device either through an artery in the groin or in the pelvis, and it is initially bound very tightly onto a thin catheter and delivered to where the aneurysm is and released.
As with other minimally invasive surgeries, there are benefits to endovascular repair of aortic aneurysms.
After a typical endovascular aortic repair, the patients will remain in the hospital approximately 2 to 4 days, and the postoperative recovery time is limited to approximately 1 or 2 weeks. because of the minimally invasive nature of endovascular procedures, the patients typically can return to normal level of their preoperative activity much sooner as compared to open surgical repairs. Having said that, the patient is typically subjected to a more rigorous or close postoperative follow-up that usually involve the rest of their lives.
UF is currently participating in research initiatives and clinical trials in this field.
There is ongoing research involving newer generation stent grafts that potentially offer improved patient outcomes as well as better overall results.
Lee said UF researchers also are conducting studies to determine which type of aortic aneurysm patient cases are more appropriate for endovascular repair and which still need the traditional open surgery to achieve optimal results. The UF aortic surgery team includes surgeons from the Division of Thoracic and Cardiovascular Surgery and the Division of Vascular Surgery and Endovascular Therapy. Dr. Martin adds that the team treats more than just conditions affecting the aorta.
We have been asked on multiple occasions if our surgical team treats other conditions, and indeed we do. We treat all conditions related to the heart, the lungs, and all blood vessels, and this can be any disease related to those organ systems.
Many thanks to Drs. Hess, Martin, and Lee for sharing their expertise. We hope you found this information helpful and that you'll pass it along to someone you know who may be at risk. Stay tuned on shands.org for more healthcasts just like this one. Until next time, I'm your host, Garrett Hall. Take care. Thank you for listening to Shands Healthcast. Shands Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shands Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shands.org/healthcast. Shands Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shands includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shands.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shands hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shands, the science of hope.